Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Zoe, good morning.
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Love to see you for the first time this year.
It's the
1st of Feb. It's a beautiful February, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? A beautiful February indeed. I really like February. It's a slightly less pressure.
Someone called in earlier and said it's the purifying month.
That's what I thought. That's how I feel.
Sounds good.
Just, you know, bad feelings out, good feelings in.
We'll see. We're only on day one.
Thanks for your support there,
new
guys.
New month, new me. It's a new start. Fresh.
Fresh start. Someone said that I was putting you down by talking about your
Hang on. That's not quite what they said. They said Tess looks great. That's what they said.
I don't know if they can tell that on the radio. But I also look great, by the way.
As do I. Maybe it's an aura that you send out. Anyway, theatre.
But I was just saying that I felt like, because you remember when Tess had, you wouldn't have seen it, Tess came back from the holidays there with a crystal anklet.
A crystal anklet?
I spent 5 days at
She
the
said
beach.
She's a beach babe. And I thought, yeah, I like that. So I sympathised and jumped on board with this former hippie necklace of mine that I really love. And my son was playing with it, and so I put it on to impress him, and it suited the beach babe vibe we're going with on the we were both beach babes.
I should have brought my banana leaves and just fanned myself.
But now Tess is upgraded. Yeah. She's taken the anklet off, she's thrown it in the bin or sold it or something. And now she's got this blingy, what I call a retail shop assistant necklace.
I think that
wasn't actually a put down texter, by the way, just saying. All right, so yeah.
Gold chain. I like the gold chain. I'm a fan.
Thanks.
Down like this?
Should we talk theatre?
I feel like we should talk theatre.
Fair enough.
Theatre.
Whatever.
But enough about necklaces.
Yep.
Theatre.
Treating the boards this weekend, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, such treats. Tonight at Q Loft, there is a show called Homos or Everyone in America, which is at 7:30 p.m., directed by the award-winning director, Shane Bosch.
Shane, is he back? Where's he been abroad, isn't he?
He's back and better than ever.
Well.
Famous for directing Streetcar Named Desire, Angels in America, Cock. And this show, Homos in America, starts off as a first date between two men in a New York bar, and they're thus propelled forward into an emotional journey of fearlessness, hilarity, until a historic moment of change comes.
Can you say historic moment of change?
Historic?
Wait.
You've got to be prepared.
Historic moment of change.
But yeah, so the play questions identity politics, monogamy, and it should be provocative and beautiful. It was critics' pick of New York Times in 2016.
Wow.
Other good awards
that sounds
as well.
Great.
Now, we're just on
Q Loft, 7:30 p.m. It's runs until February 16. And the tickets range from $25 if you're a student, and then I think the most expensive is $49.
That's not too bad.
That's high quality theatre.
Not for a critics. What was it? Critics.
Yeah,
pick.
New York Times critics pick 2016, and New York Magazine best theatre event 2016.
That sounds like something I'd enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds very cool. But if you don't want to do that,
if you're like more of
historic rather than historic moment of change, there is the Auckland Shakespeare in the Park at the Pump House. And tonight they're doing Twelfth Night. I think they're orientating between Twelfth Night and Henry V, but tonight, Twelfth Night, which...
I like that play.
Yeah, starts as all good stories do with a shipwreck.
Yeah.
And, you know... Viola thinks her twin brother's dead, dresses up as a guy, goes and hangs out with the Duke. Duke's in love with the girl. She helps the girl, but then the girl falls in love with Viola, dressed as a dude, and it's all confusing and funny.
And it's Pump House. Shakespeare.
And it's Pump House.
You know
Pump
you
House
love your Shakespeare,
lovely.
Though, eh?
Well, I know Wikipedia. Yeah.
No, the Pump House is a great place
Pump
to see
House
you.
Is beautiful.
Last time I was at the Pump House, I was watching a bit of Shakespeare myself, actually.
Last time I was at Pump House, the characters did audience participation and accidentally broke my sunglasses.
Annoying.
Well, that's part of theatre, though, isn't it? The cut and thrust.
What did you do? Were you just like,
That's exactly what I did. And he walked away and came back at interval and was like, I'm sorry. And I'm like,
Oh. So this is theatre. This is the visceral part of theatre.
That's what I came for. Right. So tickets for those, $28 for an adult, $15 for a child, $22 for a student, $25 for a senior, and book at pumphouse.co.nz.
Which is on the North Shore, by the way. Ooh,
yeah. Fancy. Very cool. Island time.
Well, that's good. That's a good couple of to look forward to for the weekend.
Yeah, it sounds fun. And that's going until the 9th of February. So you have another week as well, should you not get there this weekend.
Thank you very much, Zoe.
You're
a wonderful weekend.
Welcome.
Yourself. What are you going to attend this weekend?
I'm working.
Trying to find someone to live.
Oh, no, I'm going to Lily Allen tomorrow.
Are you?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Have you read her book?
No.
Do that before.
My God. All right. Yeah. Will do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow, which I wasn't sure if I was going to make it or not, but I've decided I've made a executive decision to go and see Fatboy Slim.
Oh!
Because I'm a massive fan, you know, I'm a massive fan of Fatboy Slim. And let me just find the song I want to play.
Okay.
Here we are. Oh, there it is too. Oh, good friends. Yeah. I mean, I could do it. I'll play this. There we go.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming.
Thanks,
brought
Zoe.
To you
You're
by
welcome.
The Vic Devonport.
Now,